This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The June WASDE report was overshadowed in the commodity markets by the EPA's biofuel blending volumes. We'll have more right after this.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweetheart.
August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Give me three steps, give me three slaps, mister.
Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
This month's WASDE report was mostly neutral, which is what we usually expect from the USDA this time of year. More will be revealed about the status of this year's crop at the end of the month. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the old crop corn ending stocks saw a modest increase.
Yeah, it wasn't much on this report, and we didn't really expect much. We were looking for about 25 million bushels better on the corn. We were looking for no major changes to soybeans or wheat. And we got 50 million bushels on corn for ending stocks on the old crop down to 1.365, which adjusts your beginning stocks for new crops. So that brings your ending stocks down by 50 million bushels for the new crop to 1.75. That change was purely exports. And we've talked about this for quite a while, how good the corn exports have been. We said anywhere from 25 to 100, maybe even 125 million bushels. They gave us 50. So it was maybe a little bit on the conservative side, but nonetheless, it does prove what we've been saying is that you need to continue to adjust these export numbers because the numbers that we've been seeing out of these sales have been so good.
With the lack of action in the soybean exports, McBride said there was no change in the June WASDE.
On the bean side of things, again, no changes there. So we're still sitting at 350 million bushels for old crop ending stocks, 295 million bushels for new crop ending stocks.
Much of the pressure on the grains today came from this morning's biofuels blending report from the EPA, which had levels set much lower than what the industry was hoping for. For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.